Los Angeles County District Attorney, prosecutors seek dismissal of defamation claims. Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman and the head of his Major Crimes Division are seeking dismissal of defamation allegations from a lawyer who alleges in a lawsuit that she was demoted for her support of former top prosecutor George Gascon's reform policies and also due to her race, age, and gender. Former Deputy District Attorney Tiffany Blacknell, who is Black, filed the lawsuit in Los Angeles Superior Court against the county, the District Attorney's office, Hochman, and Major Crimes Head Deputy District Attorney John Lewin. Hochman and Lewin both contend that any comments they made were protected statements of opinion. Lewin previously filed and settled his own lawsuit against the county in which he maintained he suffered a backlash over his criticisms of Gascon's reforms. The dismissal motions are brought under the state's anti-slap statute, which is intended to prevent people from using courts and potential threats of a lawsuit to intimidate those who are exercising their First Amendment rights. A hearing on the motions is scheduled November 26 before Judge Richard Fruin. Blacknell, 48, is a former deputy public defender who was hired by the county in 2002. Her suit states that her transfer to the district attorney's office by Gascon and her filling of various roles there, including chief of staff, placed her in the crosshairs for attack by those who opposed Gascon's attempts to make changes. Blacknell quickly became the target of intense and unfounded attacks from within the prosecutor's office that came from the mainstream as well as the social media, ranging from the mundane to outright threats, her attorneys wrote. In particular, Ms. Blacknell's vocal opposition to police brutality and the historic failure of the to hold law enforcement accountable for brutality and killings triggered fierce backlash from those that opposed the evolving values under DA Gascon. Lewin called Blacknell corrupt, crazy, and a police-hating nut job, while also contending that two dogs were more qualified to be a prosecutor, her suit alleges. In announcing his campaign, Hochman called Blacknell the worst chief of staff in Los Angeles County history and the most unqualified, pro-criminal chief of staff in Los Angeles County history, the suit further contends. After Lewin allegedly defamed Blacknell, Hochman restored him to his position in Major Crimes, the suit states. Lewin held that post before Gascon had transferred him to the Inglewood office to be a calendar deputy. Blacknell suffered a cardiac event in October 2024, sought psychiatric treatment, took a leave of absence a month later and was demoted by Hochman to a subordinate position back with the public defender's office, according to her suit. In a sworn declaration in support of the anti-slap motion, Hochman defended his remarks concerning Blacknell. When I used phrases such as worst chief of staff or most unqualified, pro-criminal chief of staff, I intended those as political value judgments and rhetorical characterizations in the context of public debate, not as literal or provably true/false factual assertions, Hochman said. Hochman further said his opinions were based on public information available at the time, including Blacknell's own public statements and appearances, media coverage, and other materials in the public domain. Hochman added that he did not author, direct, edit, approve, encourage, or coordinate any public statements by Lewin about Blacknell. For his part, Lewin says that in one of his Facebook posts he referred to Blacknell by quoting her prior public statements that she is a self-admitted looter who stated, "The police are trained to kill us, that the LAPD is a barbarian occupying army, and that prison is obsolete and should be abolished." I also expressed my opinion that Ms. Blacknell hates the very police officers and prosecutors she works with, Lewin says, adding that he based his opinion on Blacknell's quoted public statements, some of them coming in a posting in which she expressed frustration over the fatal shooting of a Black girl, Latasha Harlins, and the beating of Rodney King in the early 1990s.